This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Now, if you're wondering why we're cranking Bone Thugs, Jeff and I were brainstorming what music we needed to bring London Fletcher in, and we thought
something
Cleveland.
From Ohio, baby.
London, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. I will say this. This is the first time I've ever been brought into the Thuggish Ruggish Bone, but I like it, man. That takes me back to my roots.
That's the way you play ball, dog.
I thought you'd like it, man.
Oh yeah, I play golf like that too sometimes, B. You know.
Well, I know you don't stop talking the whole damn round.
Unfortunately, I know. Yeah.
And if you come out on the right side, you'll stop talking till you see him again.
I'm gonna talk when I lose or win. So that's the thing.
So Fletch, let's talk about. It's been a really busy couple days now for Washington, going back to kind of. The first trade for Debo, then the trade for Tunsil, some subsequent moves. Let's start with Debo. What do you think of that move? What do you think he brings to Washington?
Yeah, I really like the move of adding Debo. You look at our offense from a year ago and you say, hey, what do we need? We needed more playmakers, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Was always constantly looking for a true, consistent number two receiver. But I think with Debo, he's more than just a receiver. You saw how San Francisco utilized him, doing different things, using him as a running back at times. Obviously, as a receiver outside, he can play this slide. You can do jet sweeps with him. He's a playmaker, and you just want to get the ball into his hands. You want to have more weapons, more playmakers at the disposal of Jaden Daniels, and let's see what this offense can do. You also will look at another guy that defenses have to pay attention to. You can't just say, hey, we're going to roll coverage over Terry and not really worry about the other guys, force them to beat us. That's a guy that you have to truly game plan for from a defensive standpoint. And he brings some toughness to the football team.
Yep.
That physicality, that toughness, his mindset, it cannot be overstated. When you want to be a physical football team, you need to have physical type of guys. And it's rare that you have receivers that bring that physicality. He's one of the most physical players in the National Football League.
I'm wearing flannels all year, Fletch. Big Debo.
Yeah.
And look, but I'm supposed to be doing this thing with Maddie on Monday, and she was asking me to let her know what I thought were my favorite moves, and I went straight to Bobby Wagner coming back because I understand it's a 1-year deal. But did you look at the impact he had on not just the defense last year, both sides of the ball, the whole team, the coaches, everything? The importance of bringing him back because he could teach guys one more year and then this thing is ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. You think about the season last year when they went through the losing streak. I don't know if it's 3 or 4 games. I can't remember how many games it was. But it was Bobby, as you remember, when he addressed the media after one of the losses, and he was like, hey, we're going to turn this thing around. And sure enough, he was not just an excellent player from on the football team, but the presence, the leadership, the sounding voice, the guy who kept guys focused and understand the task at hand, that you're going to have some ebbs and flows, some highs and lows that take place during the season. So re-signing him was a major importance from my standpoint as well. I thought it was a no-brainer. I didn't think there was any way that they would let him out of the building and not bring him back because of the productivity on the football field, but also what he brought to the locker room, in the meeting room, and also just his presence and his winning pedigree.
Yeah, I'm with you, Fletch. I thought Ertz and Bobby were definitely coming back. Sure enough, they end up coming back. And I remember, I want to say it was after the Cowboys lost at home, that third straight loss, and nobody really knocked them for losing to the Steelers or the Eagles. But it was then the loss to Dallas at home. People were like, oh, my God, what's happening? The sky is falling. And he was just like, this is football. These are long seasons. And I wonder, I mean, for both of you guys that played in the league a long time, how important is it for young guys, maybe even a guy like Jaden Daniels that seems totally unflappable, but to hear that in that moment from within your locker room?
It's extremely important because especially when you look at the season, and at one point the team was riding on a high and everybody's patting them on the back, and then you go through that three-game losing streak and the criticism all of a sudden starts to come in, and the national media, the local media, they're saying, all right, well, this is the team that we thought they would be coming into the season. And for these young guys who don't understand that this is a long season and you're going to have those ebbs and flows, highs and lows, you have to be able to focus week in and week out, day in and day out, regardless of how the season's going, whether you're on a five-game winning streak or a three-game losing streak. You have to come in there with the same mindset each and every week, ready to work, not let the outside noise, whether it's good or bad, determine how you're going to play, determine how you're going to approach your craft. So having a guy like Bobby, having a Zach Ertz, some guys who have been to the mountaintop, who have experienced winning the Super Bowl, having those type of guys, because it's one thing to hear from a coach, but when you have a teammate and guys in that locker room, well-respected guys in that locker room, that can constantly emphasize that message, it goes a long way.
London, they seem to be getting bigger defensive tackles. I'm talking about guys 6'5", 320, things like that, 330, 6'3", 330. How important is that, the size, but also the ability for guys to protect linebackers?
It's important, but also, you know, scheme. That depends on the scheme, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from the standpoint of are you asking your defense alignment to eat blocks, so to speak, or are you asking to be better penetrators? I will say this. You have to have defense alignment that the offensive line and the offensive coaches respect and feel like, hey, we have to get this guy blocked. If we don't get him blocked, he's going to game wreck. You think about the Philadelphia Eagles and a guy like Jalen Carter and also Milton Williams, who's no longer there. Those guys were game wreckers for the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Kansas City Chiefs knew that. We knew that, and how much they created havoc on our offense. But just from the standpoint, when you look at what was the real weak link of this defense of a year ago, stopping a run.
Yeah,
we love the sacks, and we love, hey, you know, getting interceptions. But it's hard to rush the passer in third and one, third and two. You ain't pinning your ear back to rush the quarterback. You got to get them in some third and sixes, third and sevens, third and eight pluses in order to be able to rush the quarterback. And how do you do that? You have to be able to stop the run. And we just weren't stout enough in the trenches, especially in the interior defensive line. There were times where we allowed too much penetration, especially if it was a double team block, things like that, where, quite frankly, the defensive tackles at times were in the linebacker's lap. And I don't give a damn who you got back there, who you got playing linebacker. It's hard to make a tackle with an offensive lineman in your lap,
yeah,
and a defensive lineman in your lap. And it's not a knock on anybody. It's just, hey, they understood it. That's why they went out and they addressed it. So I'm not saying anything that they didn't see. And when you look at who are we competing against, first and foremost, we're competing with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Definitely.
They have a massive offensive line. Saquon Barkley is a problem. He's problem number one. You cannot achieve your goal as a team, as a defense, allowing, I think we were 30th, 31st, whatever we were, stopping a run. That lower, bottom third, bottom, probably bottom five of the league and stopping a run. You cannot, that's not sustainable. We have to get better at stopping a run so we can earn the right to rush the passer, which will allow us to get off the field, to create more turnovers, to get the ball back to Jaden and that offense.
Absolutely. I'm curious, specifically on Javon Kinlaw, what you think of his game and how he helps them. There's talk of him maybe even kind of playing the edge more in Washington with that size. Would be pretty remarkable.
I love the size, 6'5". I really liked him when he came out of college, just studying him when he came out of college. I was working for CBS Sports back then, and we were doing, like, mock stuff, and, you know, he looked at him. Adam Peters knows him. Daryl Tapp knows him. Daryl Tapp, who's a defensive line coach, so they have intimate knowledge of him. And the thing that kills me, man, you hear our fan base and critics saying, hey, we spent too much money over him. These guys know what they're doing. They ain't pay him $15 million a year because they were bidding against themselves. They paid him $15 million a year because that's what they had to pay him. Trust me, somebody else was going to pay him some money. And these teams talk, and these organizations talk. I think back to when I was a free agent and came to Washington, and Joe Gibbs and Detroit Lions were recruiting me, and also Washington. And you know, my agent was negotiating with Washington, and Coach Gibbs called Detroit with Matt Millen at that time. I think he was your former teammate, and say, hey, are you going to pay London? And Matt Miller said, hell yeah, we're going to pay London. So they talk. These organizations talk.
Yeah.
They got friends on different staff. So they didn't pay him $15 million per year out of the kindness of their heart. They had paid him that type of money because that's what they had to pay him. And he's going to be a good football player for them. Love the size. Heavy-handed guy. Can provide some pass rushing interior. But you look at where we struggled last season, it was in the interior,
stopping
a run. You got a guy who can do that, but also provide some pass rush as well.
Yep,
I'm with you.
I'm glad you said it, though. Coaches, it's more talking, and the thing about it is this: the GMs and all have more information than we have. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't have done
right.
that. Well, they know what they have to pay. We are assuming they know.
I totally agree.
Exactly. And correct me if I'm not wrong. Didn't Adam Peters put together a roster that got us to the NFC Championship a year ago?
Yeah.
Correct. I think the guy knows what he's doing. Him and his staff, they know what they're doing, man. It has just amazed me. Oh, you know, you're going to trust him on one thing, but then, oh, he overpaid for Larry Tussle. You're not getting a damn left tackle in this, a starting left tackle of his caliber without paying. Unless it's a Trent Williams type of situation, that just does not happen. You got to pay for talent. Talent cost, and having that blind side of Jaden Daniels shored up and being able to say, hey, we got a left tackle that's going to we don't have to worry about it, and that allows them to move Brandon Comer wherever he's going to be. I think he'll be an outstanding guard if he ends up there. That's going to make us a lot better football team.
Yep.
I think with Tunsil – that move is so significant, but we live in a world where people kind of only pay attention to skill positions. The Tunsil, how much do you think that impacts the entire offensive line? You're probably moving Coleman to right tackle. Wiley's probably your day one right guard while Cosme recovers from the knee injury. I mean, how much better as a group is that, especially once Cosme comes back?
I think it's significantly better. I think – you added, by adding Tunsil, you added two starters to the offensive line. Now you have the flexibility of whether you want to put Brandon Coleman at right guard, you want to have him at right tackle. Right guard, right tackle, or left guard. Biotis, he's solid at the center. Nick Allegretti, what do you do with him? So they have versatility. I'm going to trust them to they have a plan of where they want those guys to go, and once Sam comes back, you'll have another guy. You can never have too many offensive linemen.
Not at all.
The depth of that unit, because guys get hurt, they get banged up. You got Wiley, who can play guard, who can play tackle. So it just creates a lot more flexibility, a lot more depth. But I think ultimately, if they end up putting Coleman at a guard, and left guard, and maybe Allegretti can play. He can play right guard. I think he was a swing guy when he's with the Chiefs.
Yep.
That just makes that offensive line so much better until Sam Cosmi comes back.
I say get the best five on the field.
Wiley, Allegretti, and even Coleman. Now, Coleman's was at the college level, but they have a lot of versatility if you depending on what you need. And over the course of 17 games, man, there's going to be nights where there's going to be days where, oh, man, that lineman can't go today. Luckily, we can move this dude here and then plug this guy in there. The two other guys.
You get more size in the interior. And I'm just assuming if Coleman ends up in a guard position, you get bigger in the interior.
Yep. Two other dudes I wanted to ask you about. Will Harris, they signed yesterday. What's remarkable about fans is 2 years ago, everybody freaked out when they lost Curl. Nobody was excited about Chin. 1 year later, everybody's freaked out they lose Chin. Now they've signed Will Harris. I remember the Saints game we all went down and worked in December. He had a couple licks in that game on Commanders wideouts. What do you think of Harris, Fletch?
Yeah, I don't know a ton about him, but I've obviously seen some of his hits that have been circulating through the internet since we signed him. You got him for half the cost of what Jeremy Chin would have cost him, and a guy who he's played corner, he's played safety, he's played the slot, he's been in the box at times. So another guy who can do a lot of different things. They understand the role that they want that position to play, and they feel like Will Harris is a guy that can do that for them. So they know what they're doing. Again, this free agent. Look at the free agents they signed a year ago. Jeremy Chin being one of them, Frankie Louvell, who came out and played outstanding, not household name, so to speak, to a lot of different people. But these coaches, they know what they're doing. These the front office people, they know what they're doing. So I'm gonna trust them, and I'm excited to see these guys take the grass when the time comes.
The last one for me, because this is a different body style than they have had. Eddie Goldman is just a house of a dude. Goldman played. He only played probably like 35% of the snaps last year for Atlanta, but was healthy in all 17 games. What do you think bringing in a guy with true like nose tackle size does? Maybe it's short yardage. I don't know how they plan on deploying him, but that one caught my eye.
JP, what do you mean how they plan on this deploying? It's going to be a run stopper.
I thought he might be a kick returner, Fletch.
We struggle stopping the run. He's a zero. He probably can play some one, and maybe if he has to play some three, depending on like the offensive line. I mean, the tight end shifting to from one side to another side. But he's a run stopper. He's a guy more than anything. He has size, and he's going to be stout in the middle of that defense. You cannot allow teams to just run the ball at will against you. So that was one of the issues. They identified that. That's why he was a guy that they signed in free agency.
There you go. Hey, London, I'm guessing you just got to the golf course. I hear your car door opening. So we'll let you go.
It's 80 degrees in Charlotte.
Oh, man.
We got about 70, 68, 70.
Today's kind of cold. We've gotten there this week, though.
Yeah.
Enjoy, man. Hit them straight. Thank you for making time for us.
All right, Fletch. Appreciate you, brother.
Thanks, guys.
All right, bro.
That's our guy, London Fletcher. You can follow him at LFletcher59, one of the greats for the Burgundy and Gold at the linebacker position. Appreciate his time. We are going to open these phone lines up for a hair here. We got to get some bleep yous off our chest. I have a hell of a story from a parking lot. Nobody go anywhere.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ain't that some? Ain't that some? All right, folks. Every Thursday, we like to come together as a group of people and get mad at stuff. This is your opportunity.
We're all very busy.
It's been a very busy week. A lot going on. A
lot of stuff.
I do think we should have some interviews today. Marcus Mariota in town to sign a contract. Try to get that for you tomorrow, next week, whatever it is. I'm going to let the phone lines lead us off, though. Phone lines are open here. 800-636-1067. We'll start with G in Sterling. What up, G?
Hey, how y'all gentlemen doing today?
We good, brother.
Good,
how you
man.
Doing,
Who
G?
You mad at?
I want to bleep that dude that called B. Mitch and going to argue with B. Mitch about a big receiver. this dude an idiot, man. He's a cornball. That's who I want to bleep.
All right, brother.
I like it.
You have a professional player telling you what a wide receiver is, and he gonna tell B. Mitch, no, it's not. This is what you need. He's a cornball. Bleep him.
All right, bro.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate it. Another one
See
here.
My dog.
From Curtis 1906 says, my bleep you goes to those fans that say, great, we finally have a real GM, and we got to trust AP. Now when he builds the roster, they're complaining about him doing a pro GM job. It's like getting B. Mitch to make gumbo, then criticizing the ingredients he buys.
Know what I tell him on that one?
I know what you're
One finger salute.
That's exactly what I thought you would tell them. We have a billionaire on the
line. Uh-oh.
Hello, Jarrah. How do you do?
I'm doing fine, Finley, Brian. And I don't know if it was white Brian that called me Joe on the phone, but you dumbass, it's Jarrah. Hey.
No, that's
Heavy Metal
that's
Chris.
Heavy Metal Chris.
Oh, Heavy Metal.
Sounds like you got marbles on,
bro. On and listen to listen to some Black Sabbath, son. Hey, listen, to that caller earlier that talked about Micah Parsons in a trade, I guess you still believe in the Easter Bunny, you dumbass. And when Brian Mitchell said that it would be me and Steven in an insane asylum for such a day, he's basically calling you a dumbass. But anyway, hey, listen, I got to throw Big Ten. Blank you for not letting all the teams in the tournament. You could have worked something out, you dumbasses. You got three teams that don't even get a shot at the big dance. All you do is take that last team in, let them have a little playoff, and get everybody in there. Do you realize, Finley, that according to Lenardi's bracket, that who was it? Nebraska was the last four out. They could have won a couple of games and got it. Cost them a couple of $1 million. They're dumbasses. I don't like it, and it needs to change.
I hadn't thought of that. I kind of like that you got to make sure you fight your way in, but I hear you. That's a valid counter, Jarrah.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day and kiss my ass.
What a call. All right. Can I tell you my saga?
That's how the old folks, they say what they want to say now.
Can I tell you my saga and my bleep
tell
you?
Me.
All right. So I park about a block away, right?
Uh-huh.
Shout out to a dear friend of mine that hooked me up with a parking spot in this building.
Still waiting on mine.
Yeah.
Only 4 years later.
Well, B, I'm not so sure I'm parking over there anymore. I get down to my car the other day, and everything works fine. My in, out of the garage, no big deal, no nothing, right? I walk down there, and this father ducker, haven't used that term in a while, you know these aggressive-ass stickers? It looks like it's almost the size of, like, an iPad. Like, a legit, like,
uh-huh.
I don't know, what would that be? 10x6 sticker?
Uh-huh.
This dude puts it right in front of where the driver sits, so you can barely drive the damn car.
Uh-huh.
And it says, parking permit expired. Park here again. We're towing your ass.
It says just like that?
It was a big-ass sticker with, like, they check off boxes and stuff. Like, it was very official looking. And I'm like, damn, they must have changed something, and I just was unaware or whatever. But, yo, I could barely drive the car because the sticker's exactly where your head.
You can't take it off?
Yo, it's, like, made of. I don't know what it's made. It's impossible to get off. You start trying to get it off, and it just shreds.
It starts ripping on you.
Dude, it was unbelievable. And so, you know the scene in Ace Ventura where Jim Carrey's car is all banged up and he has to stick his head out the window to drive? That's how I'm driving, like, down South Capitol, because I can't see anything. I sent my wife a picture. She's like, you're going to wreck. I was like, I might, but I got to go. So I do want to shout out my guy at the Monumental Garage who was able to get it off. That dude's a damn ninja.
He has a little sharp thing.
He must. I got to hit the ATM and give that guy some money. But I checked in with my guy who lives there.
Uh-huh.
I was like, yo, what happened? Like, I need a permit or something? He's like, nah, man, that just happens from time to time. I was like, what? He said, sometimes there's just like an overzealous parking dude that walks around and just hems people up. So bleep you to the overzealous parking dude that's just walking around and hemming people up.
Do you have a parking permit?
I have a fob. And then with the fob, if you park in the certain spots, you're good.
But do you not have to have something inside your car?
That's what I asked. I was told I do not.
Okay, so, bleep him.
Bleep him.
I've been parking downstairs,
$18 a
day. We're going to make him tap out.
I have a feeling he only shows up in the shadows. Like, I've never seen this person. So, Jeff, you'll appreciate it. Next week, I'm going to roll back over. I'm taking the rest of the week off.
Let me ask one more question.
Uh-oh.
Did you not park in the wrong area, Jay?
No, I was definitely in the right area.
Oh! You know, Jay will park in the wrong
area. Breaking news. Play the number. We'll see if Jeff can do it. You want me to just say it, Jeff? Here, give me the breaking news sounder, B.
I don't know how it goes.
White Brian, give it to me. You're good at noises.
Breaking news.
What the hell was
that? Adam Schefter, sources, free agent wide receiver Noah Brown, who caught the Hail Mary touchdown pass that ignited the Commanders' season, is returning to Washington on a one-year deal worth up to $4.5 million.
All right, NB.
Not mad at that one.
All right, I'm with that.
So that's Osborne back, now, Noah Brown back.
That's your 6'2" guy right there.
Oh, yeah, where's our you need a tall guy
guy? Yeah, that's your tall guy.
Noah Brown is back. I don't know that the Hail Mary ignited their season, but
it was a great ignite to it.
Dude, it was wild.
I tell you, once that happened, boy, it was a wild ride, bro.
It was a wild ride, B. Noah Brown back with the Commanders. Obviously, really exciting news there for Washington. The updated look at that
when
receiver.
When you type Noah Brown, This dude pops up.
Yeah, whoever that
guy is. He's a TV dude.
That is not the Noah Brown.
That's not the one I'm looking for.
No, sure isn't.
I got the right one.
Noah Brown last season suffered a serious injury.
6'2", 225. That's how tall receiver. Don't call him by that anymore, please.
You want to give a bleep you to the tall receiver guy?
No. The other guy already did it.
Noah Brown last year in 11 games, 35 catches for 453 yards. Only had one touchdown catch last year.
Hey.
But everybody remembers
that one mattered. It mattered. It definitely mattered.
That one mattered for sure. I think this is a strong move. I think, you know, they put Noah Brown's gloves from that Hail Mary.
In the HOF?
In the Hall of Fame.
Amen.
That tells you the impact
I don't care. You take, as you get older, you take people over there to the Hall of Fame and say, look, I wore these. That gives you some street cred right there, brother. Big Tony must not know. I'm on the radio right now, right?
What's Big Tony texting?
And this fool calling me. Does he not know it's 1:38, dog? I'm not taking a break right now. Why are you calling me when you hear my voice? I know that's all you do is drive your flower truck and hear voice.
That deer meat get into his head.
God.
Jeff, what's your reaction to Noah Brown coming back?
Yo, I'm glad he coming back. Before the injury, he was a factor for us. I'm glad we kept him.
I think Noah Brown as the number two wide receiver in Washington was probably asking him to do too much. But when you add Debo and then Noah Brown kind of becomes a third option,
yeah,
I think it makes a ton of sense. And the money's non-prohibitive. The injury last year, not to call it fluky because it was obviously really – it was serious. It was a big deal, but it wasn't – you know, internal organs don't get injured all that often. Like, if it was a recurring ankle issue, I think it would be something different.
Yeah, totally.
Heavy metal. What do you think of Noah Brown? You fired up about that one?
Yeah, that's cool. Again, like you said, having him as a third, I think that's going to be the right place for him, too. I think it's a good sign. For 1 year, yeah.
Brown last year, it was limited work, but he was the – I mean, he was good for this team. About 13 yards per catch. They only signed him early on, too. I keep going back to something that Zach Ertz said where, you know, this won't have to be a – they don't have to start at square one offensively anymore. They're not teaching a rookie in offense. Everybody knows it, and they're going to be able to hit the ground running, just like we will. We got to make some bets when we return. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. This week, FanDuel is bringing you a Dog of the Day Profit Boost token. One of the best parts about the tourney is when an underdog takes down a powerhouse. And right now, those upsets can get even better because if your underdog bet wins, you'll land even more winnings with a profit boost. This is your chance to ride with the long shots, the scrappy teams, the ones that refuse to go quietly. Every year, we always see those teams that pick from the seeds 12 through 16. Somebody is going to upset somebody. And I'm telling you, first day, my money riding on all the underdogs. If you've been waiting to join FanDuel, there's no better time. The app is easy to use, and when you win, you'll get paid instantly. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download America's number one sportsbook today and back your dog of the day with a profit boost. Because after all, anything can happen in March. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Wager of at least plus 100 odds required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Jeff's too busy dancing to turn our microphones on.
You can turn your own mic up.
Yeah, but half the time you don't have us potted up or whatever.
Because y'all be talking during the break. And I don't want nothing to go over the air, but...
Noah
you can
Brown,
pod your own mic up.
Noah Brown is back in burgundy and gold. I think asking Noah Brown to be your second wide receiver, probably too much. But having Noah Brown be now a third wide receiver, and who knows maybe what Luke McCaffrey becomes. I think people kind of sleep that he's able to get better in an offseason.
Yep.
I like this move a lot. Gives you some height. Honestly, Noah Brown, getting to know him a little bit last year, covering him, he is – However chill you think Jaden Daniels is,
he's quiet.
He's chill.
Low key.
Yo, low like key, yeah. Easy yeah. going.
But and, he's a competitor now.
Oh, yeah. He's a fighter on the edges when it comes to the blocking game.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. You talk about
and I think
physicality,
a little bit of that Debo might rub off on some guys. You know?
I think Brown has it.
You remember like the cartoon back in the day? Remember the little bitty dog? Hey, Butch. And then when Butch was around, the little dog was bad as hell. When you got a badass like Debo in the room, that could change up your mindset a little bit now.
I got to be honest. I don't know that cartoon.
You don't? I mean, I'm a little older than you. Just a little bit.
We got a couple callers here that just wanted to talk. I'm guessing Noah Brown. So let's start with Charlie in Fort Myers. What up, Charlie?
What up, Charlie?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Doing well, man.
Just wanted to congratulate Noah Brown for coming back. Last year, I got to go to the Manila, Philippines to pick up my wife. And while I was there, I was at 4:30 in the morning there watching the game live at a sports bar. And this guy came in that was a Bears fan. And as the game, he came in at halftime, so we had a great first half. And then they had a good second half, right? And so they started winning. He started buying drinks for everybody. Totally obnoxious. And then the last second Hail Mary flipped everything on its ear.
Hell yeah.
And I got to stand up and cheer in the Philippines. So bleep you to the Bears fan in the Manila sports bars. Glad to have Noah Brown back.
All right, man.
Appreciate you, man. That
you would think of what I was thinking, dude.
That story had a twist.
I think he was saying with the, just I guess, pick her up and fly back with her. I don't know if he was going to pick up one. Because when he said that, JP face went completely like, and mine was like,
I don't know, B. I don't know. But I'm glad he enjoyed the game in Manila. Talk about the thrill of Manila, yeah, Jeff.
That was the thriller.
Carlos is in Frederick. Los, you there?
Oh, boy. Los, what's up,
brother? I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so I want to give my flowers to B. Mitch. I know you don't need them. I guess you got enough flowers.
Doug, we got very little time, so let's get the flower given quick.
All right, so Noah Brown, yes, I figure we re-sign him. He was the best Brown from our team, the best out of the two. But, yeah, B. Mitch, man, congrats on everything. Like, everything you did, man. I hope you get that HOF.
Appreciate you, brother.
Thanks, dude. Those are two calls right there, folks. Let's make some bets.
All right. Gather around.
All right. Let's
Jeff
go.
Lost last night.
Let's go to the dog mom, White Brian.
Jeff did lose, and so did JP. Everyone else won.
J-Dolls?
I did not lose.
Yeah, you had the under on the Paul Georgetown, right?
Yeah.
I thought I had the Paul.
No, you took the under.
I thought that hit.
It was 137. And the final was like 141.
Haters. Bro, you're lying. It was 144 and a half.
On ESPN, it said 137 and a half.
Nah, we
I just looked
duel.
Up my bet slip because I actually had that in real life.
We do FanDuel.
Okay. Well, then I'm wrong. You won.
No, dude, B, look, what was the final? 71 plus 67 equals how many? I don't know, honestly. Asking you.
You would below it.
71 plus 70 would be 141.
That's 138, fool.
Yo, look, FanDuel right there had it at 143 and a half. That hit.
He just said he looked up ESPN. He didn't look at FanDuel.
Bro, ESPN bet had it at 144 and a half.
He's saying you won now.
All right.
I'm whining. Like,
told y'all I won.
Boy, turn it red. I never seen JP that passionate.
It's hard to win bets, Jeff.
I know.
Hard to win games up in this
hard
level.
Hard to win bets when you owing for the week.
Are you owing for the week?
I'm taking the Caps tonight, though.
We haven't heard from Rev T in months, and he's calling right now. We can't take
we
you,
can't
Rev.
We can't get you right now, Rev.
Call tomorrow.
Call tomorrow early, brother.
You taking the Caps, Jeff? I don't like when you take the Caps.
I don't.
Call around 1 o'clock, Rev.
Yeah, around 1.
Y'all talking about early. He going to call as soon as the music come on.
All right. Jeff's taking the Caps. Got to be honest. I don't like it.
I don't like when Jeff take teams that we want to
Caps
win.
Caps play late tonight, so if you want to stay up and watch it, I actually might tonight.
Parlay that with OV Gold.
Come on, dog. You're messing up stuff now.
Why are you trying to? No, I'm not. No,
yeah,
I'm not.
You are.
Oh, so he goes, normally what you bet, they go against it. But that means you ask him over to get a go.
The last time, he's messing stuff up.
No, the last time I bet it, the last three times I bet it with the Caps, I won. So I'm on a cap streak.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know about that. White Brian, what do you got?
UNC minus 6.5.
Interesting. I was looking at the other side of that, the old Wake Forest Demon Deacons. What about you, B?
I'm going to go Chicago and Brooklyn under.
I'm telling you, under in college hoops.
This is not college.
Okay, good to know. Heavy Metal, what you got?
I'm taking Lakers plus 7 over the Bucks.
Lakers plus 7. All right.
I'm sitting at 3-1, right?
What am I, White Brian?
2-1.
What?
2-1.
You're 2-1. I'm 3-1.
Beamish, you're 2-1.
No, I'm 3-1, dude.
We've had 3 days. You're 2-1.
He hits parlays. First day I got a parlay, fool. That's 2 bets.
Damn, he tried to own you.
I want you to
right
learn,
there,
son.
So when you.
When you go for a parlay, if you win, you get 2. If you lose, you lose 1.
Okay.
You don't know the rules, man.
Come on.
Hey, man, cut my boy some slack. We never gave him the rules officially.
He should know. He bet 20 cent every bet. And why you muting my mic, man?
Yeah, why you muting us? I haven't even made a bet yet. Damn it. I'm going to lay the 8.5 with Wisconsin. Scotty, baby. Thank you to everybody that listened to the show today. Thank you to Brad Biggs for joining us. Thank you to London
Thanks
Fletcher
to everybody
for joining
text
us.
On the thread.
Thank you to everybody that texted, that was on the chat, everybody that called in. Fun show today. Noah Brown back in burgundy and gold. Grant and Danny coming your way next. You made it this far. White Brian owes you a dog mom cup.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.